Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. My name's Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks. And today I have sitting next to me Jonathan Strickland, one of our writers.
Yes, one of many.
Yep. And, you know, he's always someone who likes to look for that silver lining
right.
in the cloud.
Yeah. And this time we're actually looking at the cloud around the silver lining.
That's kind of funny you would say that.
Yeah.
You know, we've actually done a whole series of articles on cloud computing.
And two podcasts.
And that's because it's such a hot topic. It's very popular in the news right now, and something that I imagine many of our listeners were probably familiar with even without having checked those out. But what we're talking about when we say cloud computing, for those of you who don't know, is basically, in a very small nutshell, applications and storage that is web-based. So
right.
you don't save files on your hard drive. You don't access applications on your computer. They're all stored online. So that you don't have to, say, carry a briefcase with a computer in it on the way, you know, to and from work, which
right.
is kind of a neat idea when you think about it. You know, it's all going to be there no matter what computer you're on.
It also means that it makes it much easier to share your information with other people, so that if you were to save something to a network and allow other people access to that network, then you could all work from the same foundation article or document. For anyone who's ever done any collaboration, it can be really frustrating to work with computer files, because if everyone has a copy of a computer file and everyone's making changes to their copy, getting all those copies back together and trying to make them coalesce into a new document is very difficult. So cloud computing gives you the opportunity to have multiple people working on the same file at the same time and avoid all those superfluous copies.
Yeah, that's true. You can, it's gotten so sophisticated that you can actually merge the documents together, even if you are working on it at the same time.
Right.
Which is a far cry from the way things used to be.
Exactly. But there is a dark side to cloud computing. Insert thunder noise here.
Yeah.
right.
Because you're talking about sharing files with other people.
Yeah.
You know, there is the possibility that you might share them with people that you don't intend to share them with.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have all of these important files stored on someone else's hardware, there's a lot of concern about who else might have access to that, whether it's someone who has a motive to access that in a criminal way, or if it's just someone who works for the system that's storing the information. I mean, it could just be as simple as, let's use some examples. A very popular cloud computing platform right now is Amazon Simple Storage Service, or S3.
That's true.
So if you're storing huge amounts of data on Amazon's servers, you probably want to know who has access to that information, like what administrators have access to it, and what links did Amazon go to make sure that those people are trustworthy and they're not going to, you know, mine that information to find stuff that they could sell to other competitors? Or, I mean, there's a whole host of issues that you have to come to grips with when you're talking about cloud computing.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, of course, we're not accusing anybody here. It's just a concept.
Right.
That, you know, something might go wrong. I mean, you think about, we talked about Google, who hosts a lot of different cloud computing applications, including Google Docs, Gmail. One of the things we talked about that's really good about that is that Google makes backups, tons of backups of all the data. So you shouldn't miss anything.
Right.
But then again, if your document is on, say, I'm picking a number from the cloud, 16 different computers with different backups, what happens if somebody, you know, runs off with one of those machines?
Yeah.
You know, somebody, you know, not necessarily somebody from Google, somebody just gets hold of it.
Right.
You know?
Just gets hold of the physical machine and not even the file. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an issue. Now, granted, these are issues that you have to worry about even if you're storing information on your own computer.
Oh, sure.
You have to worry about the physical security of your own machines. But there's a lot more apprehension when it's not under your direct control. It's a trust issue. Do you trust the person who's providing that service to you, or that company that's providing that service to you, enough to say, you know what, they're going to go to all the necessary lengths to protect my information? Now, in most cases, the answer to that is usually going to be yes, because if the company's not doing that, they're not going to be in business very long. All it takes is one screw up, and you're going to see all the clients just jump ship, and they're either going to go back to the traditional let's store everything on our own machines model, or they'll go to a competitor. So it's in the company's best interest to make sure that security, both physical and online, are top notch.
Absolutely, and there are other issues too. You know, you could possibly have service outages.
Yeah. We've had a couple of those this summer, actually.
Yeah, on August 11th, Google had a Gmail outage that affected a lot of people, basically North America and India. And it was out for about 2 hours, I guess.
Yeah, there's some people reported having difficulty accessing Gmail for up to a day. And there were other issues as well. Some people were having problems accessing any Google apps at all. I have used Google Docs in the past for non-work stuff, my own personal files. And there was I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to do some work on this script I'm writing. So I tried to access it. Couldn't get to my Google Docs account at all. It just wasn't going to let me access it. And I began to freak out a little bit. Now, my data ended up being perfectly safe. There was, I don't know if they had any crashes on their servers or anything, but it was completely intact. And once I was able to access it again, and really it wasn't an emergency issue for me. So I really didn't have any reason to truly freak out. But for people who are using Google Docs for mission critical type applications, I'm sure that was a huge problem.
Yeah, like the going back to college in the computer lab with everybody working on their term papers the night before they're due and the power goes out in the computer lab.
Man, I have. Have you ever been in that situation?
I've been in the lab when it happened. I actually finished before the people did.
I used to work in a company where we had some power issues because the power company was putting in new lines to the neighborhood that the company was in. And yeah, to hear the groans and moans and shrieks of people as the power flickered off for the fifth time that day, and then to hear someone pipe up, and often it was yours truly, saying, "I hope you just saved your data." That was a common occurrence, and that can happen on the web. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That stuff can happen on cloud computing. Even if it doesn't hit the servers that are storing the information, it might hit the traffic servers that are directing all the traffic to and from the storage devices. So, but there are other issues to worry about too. I was going to mention another one is the location of the servers, where the servers are stored.
That's true.
Not every country has the same laws and regulations about data security that the United States has. So, and because the cloud isn't geographically oriented, I mean, you could have a cloud network with servers that are in the United States and servers in Venezuela and servers in Antarctica if you really wanted to.
Cool.
It would be quite cool. Actually, I bet they wouldn't have any problems with overheating.
No.
But anyway, the important thing here is that the laws and regulations might be different in the country that actually houses the physical machines your data lives on. That might be something worth looking into. I mean, it could really compromise the security of your data.
That's true. That's true. And then there's another issue, which is sort of a less pleasant issue in a way to talk about, and that's the end user license agreement.
Oh, the EULAs. Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I totally forgot to write that down in my notes.
Well, this came to light, and Google's going to send us a nasty letter for picking on them today, but they just released a new web browser right about the time we record this, a few days before we recorded this, called Google Chrome. And that's not really what we're talking about here. But what it brought to light was it pointed out again that Google in its end user license agreement, or EULA, for several of its products, including Google Docs, has information that is a little interesting to consider that they might actually own the rights to your information.
Right. Well, we should also jump to mention that they have addressed this.
That's true.
They have revised the EULA. But what Chris is talking about here is that there was a clause in the EULA that essentially said anything that transmitted across through using Google Chrome was Google had rights to redistribute in just about any way they wanted to.
And the lawyers for Google explained that what they meant by that was they had the right to display that to take your information from you, and if you were collaborating with someone else, to display it on their computer screen and let them make changes to it. So
exactly,
they say,
right,
you own the rights to this. And as one of their representatives said, and I'm paraphrasing, basically if you have your fantasy football stats on, nobody wants to see that but you. That's your information. We don't own that. We don't own the content, but we reserve the right to be able to display that if you want it displayed.
Exactly. That is part of the Google Docs EULA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and it just happened that they ported it over to Google Chrome, and then
it got a lot of attention.
Right. People read it, and then they interpret it to mean that anything I do on Google Chrome is going to be Google's property forever and ever.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it is a lot easier to index the world's information if you own it all.
Well, that would make it a lot easier, yes. But that's Google has owned up to that. They've said, this is not what we meant. Let's clarify this. And they're taking the initiative to, go ahead and restructure that for their customers, which is a good thing. But you should, anytime you sign up for a service, and there are lots of new services every day, believe me, because we do a lot of checking into these, and I sign up for a lot of them just to see what they're like. But, each one of them, when you sign up, they give you the terms and conditions of the service. And, it's a long legal document. A lot of people don't read through. They just click, I agree, and sign up.
Right.
So are you signing away the rights to your spreadsheets or your, screenplay or whatever else, your PowerPoint presentations, by doing that?
Yeah.
you know, you have to check these things out. Otherwise, you know, all this information that you stored away might end up on somebody else's computer.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to the first point we were making about, you know, make sure you know who has access to your information. So, yeah, these are all important issues. They're not trivial. But at the same time, do keep in mind that, like we said before, it is in the company's best interests to make sure that your data remains safe and secure. Otherwise, they don't have a business model. So hopefully we'll be able to say that this dark side is more something that everyone's already thinking about and trying to address, and not a fundamental flaw in that model. Because,
I don't think anything's going to stop the inexorable progress of cloud computing.
That's exactly it.
It does have a lot of advantages,
right,
over storing information on your own computer. Because honestly, a lot of these places offer gigabytes and gigabytes of storage, and it's only going up. I mean, right, as storage capacity increases and the cost of it decreases, you're going to see cloud computing services offering to give you, you know, tons more space than you could ever have on your own personal hard drive, which you could use for, you know, games and stuff like that.
Right.
If you don't have to store all these documents. So, you know, I don't think that there's any reason to give up on cloud computing based on these things.
No.
But there are things to consider when you do sign up for a service.
Exactly.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.